The first international shipment of humanitarian aid has arrived in the Pacific nation of Tonga.
A military plane from New Zealand arrived 5 days after an underwater volcanic eruption killed 3 people and left behind extensive tsunami damage and a blanket of fallen ash.
Here to tell us more about the international relief effort is reporter Ashley Westerman, who joins us from Manila. Ashley, why did it take so long for the aid to arrive?
Well, the eruption actually damaged an underwater fiber optic cable, and it knocked out the internet and phone lines across Tonga. And that made communicating with officials nearly impossible. The blackout also made it difficult to assess the damage and really know what Tonga needed. But a New Zealand Air Force plane was only able to land on Tonga's largest island, Tongatapu, after the Tongan military cleared the runway there of volcanic ash by hand.
Wow.
Rear Admiral Jim Gilmer, the commander of Joint Forces New Zealand, told the press back in Wellington that the plane is carrying relief supplies such as food, water, generators, and personal hygiene kits.
And that is now being unloaded as we speak. No contact. COVID protocols are being adhered to rigorously, and that aircraft will return to New Zealand tonight.
Well, so New Zealand isn't staying to help out?
No, they're not, because basically the Tongan government has kept their COVID restrictions in place, and that means no outside visitors. Tonga has only recorded 1 COVID-19 case, and officials there want to keep it that way. Here's Jonathan Pryke with the Lowy Institute in Sydney. He told me about how Tonga has managed to use its remoteness in the middle of the Pacific Ocean to its advantage during the pandemic.
Tonga was able to quickly put the barriers up between itself and the outside world, to implement quarantine systems, to stop international travel, and to closely monitor freight coming in and out of the country. So, you know, they acted swiftly, and I think that's a lot of that's been driven by the history of Tonga's experience with the outside world, and particularly Westerners, in bringing disease to the country.
And even though Tonga has a pretty high vaccination rate, letting international aid workers in could put their population at risk, and officials are just not willing to do that. But this means that aid groups are going to have to work with Tonga remotely, and that's not easy. But the groups I've spoken with say they'll do whatever it takes to help out.
All right, so let's talk about what Tonga needs right now. What are their priorities as they begin to clean up?
So the experts I've spoken with say the main concern right now is the volcanic ash that is blanketing everything. If left for too long, it could contaminate the drinking water, and officials in Tonga say that's already started to happen. It can also harm crops and even livestock. Volcanologist Shane Cronin at the University of Auckland says the ash itself isn't so dangerous, but what happens later can be.
The ash is coated with mineral salts, and they're mainly sulfur and chlorine and sometimes fluorine. And what happens when the water gets onto the ash, it dissolves up these salts, but then creates acid.
And these acids, he says, make the water taste bad and can harm plants. Meanwhile, food security is also an issue. There's been reports of widespread damage to crops, and scientists say the eruption likely killed pretty much any marine life nearby. And then finally fixing that broken underwater fiber optic cable, but that could take weeks.